Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about make use of the right platforms to rent your heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here I come on to the podcast. When you're dealing with highly priced items, it is very important that you follow the right platforms to deal with them, or else it may lead to various sorts of complications in the future. It may also lead to losing the heavy equipment forever. In order to avoid any confusion or hindrance, it is crucial that you follow the right platforms and you will find things going your way. Construction equipment is quite expensive. You buy a machine for thousands of dollars and put it to use for a few years, after which you will feel need to upgrade your arsenal and have to do away with the old machines. However, if you are not a filthy rich guy, it will definitely pinch you hard to just get rid of the old metal, the old equipment. If possible, you may want to retain the equipment, but if you do not see any use for it, then there is absolutely no point in keeping the junk with you. Again, you know, sell it, get rid of it. In such a situation, it is prudent that you let out the machine to another user and collect a monthly rent from it. You know, you could do that. In this way, you would still possess the equipment and also put it to use and substantially getting good money as for rent. Now, when you talk about renting a machine, it is quite imperative that you follow a few parameters that will let you rent your equipment without any risk of losing it. Following these few essential parameters means that you rent your machine through proper channels and by following the right set of rules. First and foremost, you should be checking the right channel through you can search takers who will be willing to take your machine on rent. You can depend on the newspaper classifieds or websites that exclusively deals with heavy equipment. You know, there's all kinds of publications out there, yes, in that aspect. But websites and internet is majority of time where people are going to nowadays. Most of the websites that deal with purchase and sell equipment also work with the spirit of renting them out. You can clarify one such website that is pretty famous within the masses. By posting heavy equipment in that website, it will increase the viewership. People from across the country will access and check the ad, and anybody is interested will get in touch with you. You can then decide if you want to ship it to a different city or you want to give someone who is from your city. You may charge the shipping costs from the taker, but that has to be informed to him or her in advance. One more thing is the most important, that discussing the shipping costs is the rent amount and the period for which they are seeking to rent the machine. Also, you got to state them very clearly the duration at which they need to service the machine. Like, for instance, every 500 hours, you know, change the oil, check it out, grease it every day. If the machine will be used extensively, then the servicing of the machine should be more frequent. Make sure that you prepared a proper rental agreement with the taker and mention at all the value points that the guys or girls have to agree to in the agreement. Once the agreement is signed, you can ship the machine to the renter taker. Again, this is just in case you have a machine sitting and idling for a while, older ones or anything like that. You know, to make you some more money. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.